Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. I hope this morning of warming temperatures was begun with opening the window or a door and listening to the birds serenade and seeing the beauty of the early morning light. And of course, a waking up to a delicious cup of your favorite coffee. Today is just a few days of reminders about Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. I begin with Luke. This happens after the shepherds had visited Mary and Joseph and the newborn babe, the Christ child. Luke 2:19 tells us, "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart." As a mother and grandmother, this is one of my favorite verses. Those early moments, days, weeks in relationship with a new baby are filled with so many firsts. In today's world, young mothers can record everything in photographs. I have a niece who just had their first after she and her husband went through IVF process. The photos, the sister, the grandparents, are unnumberable and all so precious. On my fridge is one of mother and father holding little fella in their arms between them, and he, with his arms crossed on his chest, is smiling with contentment and closed eyes. I'm not the mother, I'm the great aunt of this little one, and I treasure these moments in my heart. Becoming a mother is a privilege, but it is the mothering that fathers all those years of growing up that is so important. Mothering and all that goes with it comes from many of us, not just for the children we gave birth to. Aunts, great aunts, sisters, neighbors, friends, grandmothers, mothers-in-law, and caretakers and teachers in daycare through years of school. And each one is to be cherished for their love and support. Most assuredly, I hope you will take the time to honor your mother in some way on Mother's Day. Maybe you could make some time to spend just visiting your mother. Cards and flowers are very nice, but time with you is the most precious gift you can give. Perhaps this Mother's Day, you could also consider thanking someone in addition to your birth mother for their significant mothering of you. Let them know how much you appreciate their time, attention, comfort, support in your life. The gesture will be greatly appreciated. You can be sure of that. And I close today by wishing each and every woman listening a happy Mother's Day, because I am sure that there have been many women in each of our lives who have nurtured us along the way. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for our mothers and the love and care we have received. And thank you, too, for the other women who have enriched our lives as we have grown up. We women can make a big positive impact on children that come into our lives. Help us to be sensitive to the spirit of those young persons around us and watch for the times when a word or a hug might get them through the moment. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.